the woman you care about is pregnant, you're either an expectant father, partner, friend, or relative who is going to be with her during the birth and act as the birth coach, birth support, or birth helper. Bear with me a moment because I'm going to use this video to talk to all of you, but refer to you as though you're an expectant father. And please just convert to your own situation. How many births have you been exposed to? Like most of us, probably not many. The question most fathers-to-be ask is, how can I help her? Well, we can help you with that. But you need to understand some things first. All men have been born through a woman's body, so men know in their DNA all about childbirth. No woman's ever been inside a man's body, so men actually know women better than women know men. Isn't that a joke? Any man can get a woman pregnant, and 100% of pregnant women will give birth. Nowadays, women have one of three types of birth. They either have a labor and a vaginal delivery, whether it's natural or medical, at home, in the hospital, or with a doctor or midwife. Some women will labor and have an emergency cesarean, and some women will have a non-laboring cesarean. Or you might be attempting a vaginal birth after a cesarean, which will end up in one of the three. To know how to help, you need to realize that now is the time to prepare the woman's pregnant body to become a birthing body. And to do so, you need skills. We've got the skills. Giving birth from a woman's perspective, or being born from your baby's perspective, is an activity each of them is doing. With skills, the woman can work with her baby's efforts to be born. And when you have skills, then the three of you work together to help your baby make the transition from being inside to coming out of her body. If you already know you're going to have a non-laboring cesarean delivery, pregnancy is still the time to enjoy preparing her pregnant body to give birth. Her body's doing that. Her body isn't preparing for a surgical birth. Your head is, but her body is still preparing to give birth. This means you can totally enjoy using the skills that can assist during the activity of giving birth. Just use your skills on the way to the hospital. That's your labor. Or while being prepped. That's your transition. And during the birth. Being skilled together and working together leaves wonderful birth memories and builds your family. If you're planning to labor, as you prepare her pregnant body to give birth, you also learn skills so you can work as a team during the journey your baby takes to be born. Learning these skills in your own home makes this fun while growing your confidence. It's best to start preparing the pregnant body from around 24 weeks of pregnancy. But if you're watching this at 38 weeks, then you're more motivated, and you just have to learn some of the skills faster. But they still work in whatever birth you have. There are some very important reasons why you have to be skilled. First, men love to be skilled, and they really want to know how to help and not feel stupid or useless. Although there's no way to know what your birth will be like, it will unfold over a day or so. So you can fill the time together using skills. Your birth professional has skills for their job. The pregnant woman, who you care for, has her job, giving birth, so she needs skills to manage the natural occurring pain. And as her birth coach, you need skills to help her stay on top of the natural occurring pain of contractions, even if there is medical assessments or monitoring and procedures. Learning pregnancy and childbirth coaching skills is not rocket science. Just like learning to drive a car, you need to take a bit of time to coordinate a set of skills. Then you adjust your driving skills at every moment you're behind the wheel, and your birth coaching skills also adjust and adapt. Birth is hidden in our societies, not all around us like cars. But with your skills, you'll gain confidence, and this will build the confidence of the woman that you care about. Your birth professional won't stop you from doing your job. In fact, your birth professional will think you're wonderful, and so will the woman. They want dads to know how to help, but it's not their job to teach you or even tell you to learn them. Once you understand that you're the best person to help the woman you care about to do this amazing activity of giving birth, then you'll want to learn how to do that well. Now that you know giving birth is an activity and all activities are best done with skills, even if you can't practice beforehand, and have never been in another birth, you'll be taught exactly how to use your skills in the Pink Kit package. Once you become skilled, you'll realize that no matter where or with whom or what is happening, you can continue to use your birth skills. For instance, if you have an emergency cesarean after a labor, just keep using your skills during the surgery. So now's the time to start. You'll be a great birth coaching dad, like so many other fathers-to-be who think the name The Pink Kit is a bit quirky, but realize it's about birthing better. And the resource is really their toolkit of skills. Besides, you'll tell a great birth story afterwards.